Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a very exciting story coming from the president of the Desert Research Institute. Paul Enos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking about science, education, and economic development with Dr. Stephen Wells, president of the Desert Research Institute.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, a lively one with Joe Guild, Andy Barbano, and Dory Guy. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Dr. Stephen Wells. He's the president of the Desert Research Institute. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
It's great to be here.
Okay, let's start out with the most exciting news as far as I'm concerned in economic development, which is the FAA approving Nevada to be one of the testing sites for drone safety. Your thoughts on how this is going to benefit our state?
Well, in addition to being one of six states that's been designated that, I think what's really exciting for me is that the state came together in a very unique way, north, south, east, west, rural, city, to make this happen. I think it's a model for how the state should be in working together for economic development. So it will be an attractor for businesses. Those businesses will be looking to partner with higher education for developing a workforce and doing innovation-based economic development. So we're thrilled that this has happened. And for DRI, it's a great opportunity to expand our capabilities in using drones for monitoring the environment, for helping people in really unique ways.
And absolutely.
Delivering small packages.
Actually, for saving people who are lost in the wilderness, for locating people lost in the wilderness.
And for also doing things about climate in places where you can't necessarily get to or maybe unhealthy,
right.
That you can send drones in to measure.
Yeah, one of our biggest initiatives actually is looking at how we can use drones for cloud seeding. We used to do aircraft cloud seeding. We've had some unfortunate circumstances with that. Drones, there's not a loss of human life, and so you can get into the core of the clouds that have that really sweet spot with the moisture and deliver your payload and get out And so we think this is a really exciting opportunity. Drone America, that's here in Reno, has offered to partner with us, and so we're working on how we can miniaturize our capability and get that in one of the drones and test.
How big a vessel would you have for the payload that you need to distribute?
I think we can get up to 50 pounds, I believe, is what we have as a capability of putting that in. And so they have really a variety of sizes of drones, and one of their larger ones, we'd probably need something like that.
Nationwide, we heard this is going to be tens of thousands of jobs in the states, the six states that are designated as the drone test areas. What kind of jobs are those that are going to be coming to Nevada?
Well, I think a lot of this will be people who will, one, operate the drones. There will be a lot who will be overseeing the operations. And if you take a look at a high school like Rancho in Las Vegas, that school is already preparing students to fly drones. They have an entire program in robotics and drone capability, so you'll have the workforce in the operational aspect, the whole control process for these. You'll need a fair number of those people. And then you'll have the people from a scientific technological standpoint who are building capabilities around that. So it's really going to be a pyramid that at the base of that is this testing capability all the way up to the very highest levels of innovation.
Now, you talk about our high school. Do we have enough people here in Nevada who can fill these jobs, or are we going to be bringing people in from the outside?
You've hit a real interesting spot with me. I really believe the state has to ramp up its efforts in STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math. We have recently passed through the legislature and approved by the governor a STEM advisory council that will be actually out driving a strategic plan for the state, and that is a fundamental step we have to take in showing students, giving them a vision that there's an opportunity in science, technology, engineering, and math, getting them excited. In fact, they are excited up to a certain point, and then we tend to lose that. So,
where do we lose them? I mean, is it the coursework is too rigorous? Is it?
No, I don't think that. I think the real challenge is keeping students engaged in project-based type of studies that make them think about things.
It's that real-world application as opposed to theory.
Right. So you look at the kids at Rancho, and I'm familiar with that one because I've seen them in action. They actually build robotics. They've actually won a national competition. They fly these drones. I mean, they've got their hands on it, and that keeps the juices flowing, the mental alertness of where they can go and what they can do.
I was visiting with a Clark County administrator, and they were telling me that the average attention span that they teach to is about 10 minutes now. That was stunning.
Well, think about what we do. I mean, things are in 5 3-minute segments. So
140 characters.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we all do it, so it's part of life. But you'll be amazed at how kids can be focused on certain things. You put a video game or a video application in front of them, and they'll be focused on that. So think about the applications you can have on an iPad to keep them stimulated for science and for engineering and for building and creating something.
Okay, now, I hate to bring this in, but it does kind of play into this. Now, we've got a margins tax that's going to be on the ballot that's supposed to raise money toward education. That businesses are very concerned about. There are businesses that are not coming here at this point or will not make that commitment until that issue is resolved. At the same time, you're looking at a situation where if we want to boost our schools in STEM education, there's going to need to be additional funding. In this big mishmash of things, how do you see the funding being approached? Because I think that the public will put money towards things if it's a specific thing that they believe will benefit the state, like STEM education, toward this very practical drone program.
Well, I'm not quite sure what your question is, Sam, but I believe that we have to reevaluate our resources. I can't think of anything more fundamental, not only in the state but the nation, than education. If you look at what other countries are doing, such as China and India, tremendous amount of effort in education there. And the United States is slowly slipping in our international stature in terms of our capability. So we were the leading entity. We were the model, and industry knew that. We were the unique model for having higher education and industry work together. We need to make sure that we don't slip anymore.
Well,
okay, we got to take a break here, and during the break, I will conjugate my question for you.
Okay.
We'll be right back on the Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Stephen Wells, president of the Desert Research Institute. You were recently on a trip with the governor to Israel, and I'd love to know your thoughts on what was accomplished by that trip.
Well, I have to tell you, I think this is one of the most exciting times I've seen in my 15 years as presidency at DRI for the state in economic development. You have a governor that's completely engaged, working diligently with his Office of Economic Development. And so on that trip specifically, there were targeted industries, in particular related to water. We have a new Nevada Center of Excellence out of Las Vegas that's based on developing that. So when we were participating, we were looking at partnering with universities and businesses, and we now have, I think, about five or seven businesses that are coming and looking at bringing their business or their applications to our state. Having a governor there and addressing something called the Water Technology Conference that they have every 2 years down there is a phenomenal statement for the state. You have the highest representation there. So there's clearly a demonstration of interest, and his presence makes that happen. And so I was very pleased to see that whole process go on. So there was discussions of cyber security, there was discussion of agricultural opportunities, you name it. We were out talking to people and trying to bring businesses here and build partnerships.
You know, Doctor, one of the things you did mention in the previous segment was partnering with industry. Mm-hmm. And I think that is something that DRI has done very well, and especially compared with our other two institutes or universities, you know, UNLV and the University of Nevada, of going out there and partnering with companies. Do you see yourself competing with those two entities?
No, we compete as individual scientists. Every scientist competes. Every faculty member competes by going out and getting grants. But as a state, if we don't come together and have a partnership between the two universities and DRI, we're not going to get anywhere in the state. And so I want to just clarify that I think the competition should be all of us collectively in the state competing against California. The entire budget of UC Davis dwarfs anything that we do here. So we have to come together on that. And I think through the Knowledge Fund that the governor and the legislators have enabled, that is essentially to allow the two universities and DRI to partner with industry. And so for DRI, one of the models that we've developed is something called the Fraunhofer model. It was implemented in Germany. It was providing services and innovation activities for industry in certain sectors. And it has driven the entire economy of Germany since World War II.
What are the sectors we're looking at in Nevada?
Well, I'll give you one example, a real example of what we're trying to do. We have a company, a small company, but they do national disease forecasting and international. We want to bring them here to the state because our Applied Innovation Center is all about big data analysis and providing services through big data analysis, and in particular in the environmental sciences. And so we're looking at blending the environmental sciences with a company that goes out and is able to predict exactly where a disease might start in a single hospital all the way up to a nation. And so wouldn't it be great to have a national infectious disease forecasting center here in our state that people come to for that kind of stuff? So that's the vision, and we think by attracting companies like that, we can be very successful, and then they build other, bring in other companies associated with that. So that's one example, a real example of what we're trying to do right now.
We've got about a minute left here, and I wanted to bring up your gold medal winner for this year. Who are we honoring?
We are honoring the youngest recipient we've ever given that to, Dr. Albert Lin from UC San Diego, who does big data analysis, but in very creative ways, trying to find the tomb of Genghis Khan through that. And he uses everything from satellite data to social media, people feeding in things to understand where that tomb might be. But very dynamic speaker, and the youngest person. He's an assistant professor, and we've never done that before. But I think you will find him absolutely mind-blowing about what he's doing.
Well, we hope to be able to get him on this program here.
Well, me too.
Dr. Wells, always a pleasure to have
Thank you
on the program.
Great
for
time.
A low-key guy, you're pretty darn excited today. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When kids are hungry, they're not thinking about math. They're thinking about food. That's why school breakfast and lunch programs like this one, funded by Barrick Gold, are so important. We have several students that they don't eat at home. They don't have food. These are the only meals that they'll eat today. But at least while they're here at school, they don't have to worry about being hungry. They can concentrate on learning. That makes a big difference. Huge difference.
We know the importance of a winning pair. At VisionWorks, buy a complete pair of glasses and get a second pair free for you, or you can share them with a friend or family member. Find more than a pair of glasses. Find a better you.
Nevada Dream Tags offer you a once-in-a-lifetime hunting opportunity. A Dream Tag allows you to hunt big game right here in Nevada. 5 species, any season, any unit. Go to nvdreamtag.org today and get your shot at the hunt of a lifetime. Proceeds from Dream Tag sales go back into wildlife and habitat. Since September 2012, Nevada Dream Tags have given back well over $300,000 to wildlife. For a list of projects, go to nvdreamtag.org.
Eeny, meeny, miny, go. More adventures await in the Lexus RX. Lease the all-wheel drive 2014 RX 350 for $419 a month for 27 months. See your Lexus dealer.
We understand perfection takes vision. At VisionWorks, buy a complete pair of glasses and get a second pair free for you, or you can share them with a friend or family member. Find more than a pair of glasses. Find a better you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, the return of Joe Gill, the attorney. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Sam.
Dory Guy, former Washoe County Democratic Chair, and Andy Barbano, editor of NevadaLabor.com. Joe, you wanted to say something a little bit more about DRI.
Well, following on Dr. Wells' interview with you, I'm on the DRI Board of Trustees, and just he didn't tell you the dates for the medal dinner are March 25th in Reno and March 27th in Las Vegas. And anybody who really wants to go to that, there are lots of tickets available, even if you can't afford it. So because some of these tables go without people in the seats. So call DRI, and if you'd like to see Dr. Min, and I think it would be a really interesting evening, as Dr. Wells said.
And these have been going on for over 20 years now.
27th really, year.
Yeah, I was interviewed the very first one, which frightens me. I was 12 at the time.
Yeah, you've aged
well.
A lot.
Oh, thanks. Let's book him back on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Dory.
My last time here.
No. Dory Guy, the Attorney General looks more closely at Nevada's legal brief on state same-sex marriage ban. She was fronting for the governor, and now all of a sudden has changed her mind. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I think she's changed her mind for obvious reasons. You know, I mean,
political pressure.
Well, that could possibly be, but she is a good Democrat, and you know,
are you supposed to be nonpartisan in the AG's
role? But you know, that doesn't always happen. Not just in the AG's world, but all the other little worlds too. But you know, pressure might have been one of it. But, you know, she looks at it specifically to begin with from a legal standpoint. And then I think she allows her politics to come into it. And I think that's probably a lot.
Mr. Barbano?
Dory, my love, as a fellow Democrat, yeah. I could not disagree more. I think Mrs. Cortez Masto has been a pretty poor attorney general and not a very good Democrat. She joins a long list of attorneys general who have failed to enforce labor law. I have been critical, and I'm still waiting for calls from a couple of years ago questioning, in my opinion, the performance of her consumer advocate's office to fight for consumers against the depredations of NV Energy. And now she participates with Governor Vito El Obtuse and his queer bashing. You are under no obligation to represent the governor in court if you're the attorney general, and you're under no obligation to go to court to pursue something you know is unconstitutional. I could not be more disappointed in her.
Paul?
You know, I'm trying to think what statement of Andy's I should disagree with. I mean, I do think Cortez has been, you know, a good attorney general. And I think, you know, Democrat, Republican, take that out of it because it doesn't matter. You know, I think she took a look at this brief initially and she said, my job as attorney general is to defend state law. Here's state law. Then, yeah, did she get some political pressure? Absolutely. But she did something that I think good attorney generals do. She actually used another case, legal reasoning, to pull back. So, you know, in that regard, I think that's what an attorney general
should do. The only fault, one at a time, on Obamacare.
The only fault I would attribute to her is teeing off on something Paul just said, and that is apparently there was a case pending in the Ninth Circuit which changed her mind once it was decided. She or her deputy should have known that was in the works and about to be decided, and maybe held off on her opinion until the Ninth Circuit ruled, because that is the rationale she used to pull back her opinion. So from a lawyer's due diligence point of view, that's what I would fault her with. But she is it is the state law, and she is obligated in that regard not to necessarily follow Governor Sandoval's dictates, but to look at the law of the state and try and fulfill that. So, and I think she's been a good attorney general. I disagree with Andy in that regard, too.
I think she's been an incredible attorney general. I have worked with her. I've known her for a long time. And I, you know, this lady has put forth her best effort in the job.
And I do want to say, I've worked with the Attorney General on the human trafficking issue. That's something we do.
That's
part
it.
Of Truckers Against Human Trafficking. Mm-hmm. We've worked there. She has been front and center on that issue, and that is an issue has a huge impact in a state like Nevada, unfortunately.
That's been very first
okay,
with her.
Okay, Mr. B, I'll give you the last word, but about 10 seconds.
I agree that she's done some good things as Attorney General, but for the most part, she has been reclusive and kept a low profile, and things that she should have been criticized for by my colleagues in the press, she has not. So let this be the first.
Workhorse, not a show horse. What a horrible thing.
And you know something? She has been on this program whenever we've asked her to be here. So she has been available
to the media. I think she's been wonderful.
Briefly, we're almost out of time here, but the business margins tax on Nevada ballot could pit union against union, according to the RJ. Interesting to see where the AFL-CIO lands. And Danny Thompson will be on the show on Thursday.
Well, let's hear what he has to say, but don't tax businesses on their gross.
Dory?
Yes, I agree. Ida.
Briefly, Andy.
I've said it before, and I've said it again. If you have a family and want to raise your kids in Nevada, please consider moving somewhere else, because we don't give a damn about our schools.
Well, I agree with that. But I think the margin tax.
Okay, and we are out of time, so that thought will be continued. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, or any other life-changing calamity, how can you be sure you'll receive the best advice and help with your claim?
At Galloway & Jensen, we have the answers you want and the experience you need.
Insurance adjusters are trained to act like your friend, but they're also trained to take advantage of you.
We work for the insurance companies, and we won't let them take advantage of you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should, too.
Carson Dodge Ram has put a freeze on high prices during their winter savings event. Save your cold hard cash and drive new 2014 Ram Quad Cab Hemi 4x4s for only $28,000 or 2014 Hemi Crew Cab 4x4s for only $30,800 and save at least $10,000 off and up to $11,000 off all 2013 Ram 2500 and 3500 diesel trucks. Bundle up your savings during the winter pricing freeze at Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, where Ram trucks really do cost less. Thank you, and CarsonDodge.com.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires a good thing?
Lifetime protection. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Working from Camry today, Jan.
You'll love the Camry. It's comfortable and spacious. It's got all the latest tech.
Great.
Really fun to drive, too. Need something?
I need to show this Camry.
Can you hold?
Lease Camry for just 2 years with no money due at signing. Plus, get our no-cost maintenance plan for the life of your lease or 25,000 miles.
It all starts at Toyota. Let's go places.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow we're going to be talking to the president of the Reno-Tahoe Airport Authority.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.